to the Miraculous Mars Podcast. I'm Nathan Brenner, and this is my co-host, Andrew Gill.
Hey, everybody. On this episode of the Miraculous Mars Podcast, we'll be discussing colonization on Mars and the once-proposed plan to terraform Mars.
For our listeners that don't know what terraform means, let us tell you.
According to Oxford Languages, terraform means to transform a planet so as to resemble the Earth, especially so that it can support human life.
What?
Elon Musk once proposed ways to terraform Mars. On The Late Show, hosted by Stephen Colbert,
Elon Musk said that there were two ways to terraform Mars, the fast way and a slow way.
The host asked Elon what the fastest way was.
Elon said, drop thermonuclear weapons over the poles. So basically, Elon told us to nuke Mars.
Michael Mann, a professor and director of the Earth System Science Center at Penn State University, told U.S. News that if and when the day comes, the theory goes like this. If you suddenly transform all the ice at Mars pulls into water vapor, you might pull enough of the vapor into the atmosphere to get what's known as a runaway positive feedback, Mann explains, creating a climate warm enough to eventually support permanent oceans and a moisture-laden atmosphere.
Of course, this strategy is far from certain and carries significant risks. The resulting radiation from the bombs might make the planet uninhabitable or its native water unusable. The worst-case scenario is that it leads to a nuclear winter by kicking up so much dust and particles that they block out the sun.
But there are other options. According to Nature World Reports, greenhouse gases can be released slowly on Mars to help trap heat in the planet's atmosphere. Other far-fetched ideas, including spreading black powder on the polar caps to absorb heat, or smashing an asteroid into the poles.
Now let's talk about colonization on Mars.
Wait, hold up. Why would we even want to colonization Mars and leave Earth?
Well, I'm glad you asked. There are many reasons why we should colonize Mars. These include curiosity, the potential for humans to provide more in-depth observational research than uncrewed rovers, economic interest in its resources, and the possibility that the settlement of other planets could decrease the likelihood of human extinction.
Okay then, what's the plan?
Well, first, I would like to talk about the transportation to Mars.
I'm listening.
According to Elon Musk regarding SpaceX, the plan is to use the Starship Super Heavy. The Starship Super Heavy is two different parts. They split into the Starship and just the Super Heavy. The Starship will be able to carry 100 passengers and 220,000 pounds worth of cargo. The height of the Starship will be 50 meters/60 feet. The diameter is 30 feet. The total weight maximum is 1,200 tons. The Starship has six Raptor engines. Each Raptor engine has a height of 3.1 meters, plus each engine has a diameter of 1.3 meters. A single Raptor engine has a thrust of 2 meganewtons.
Well, what about the Super Heavy? What is that?
Well, the Super Heavy is basically just a link of engines, Raptor engines. The Super Heavy has a height of 68 meters. The thrust of the Super Heavy is 72 meganewtons. Plus, it has a diameter of 9 meters, has actuating grid fins, 6 landing legs, and 37 Raptor engines.
Wow, that's a lot of thrusties.
Indeed it is. There is also talk about using the Starship Super Heavy for a different purpose, Earth-to-Earth flights.
What does that mean?
It means that others want to use it to take passengers from Earth, go into Earth's orbit, then re-enter and land the rocket at their desired destination.
Wow, that's cool!
Right? It would cut travel times tremendously. A flight from London to Hong Kong, when flying via plane, takes 11 hours and 50 minutes. However, if you took an Earth-to-Earth flight, it would take 34 minutes, including takeoff, travel, and landing.
Only 34 minutes?
Yep.
Well, I just looked this up on possible missions upcoming. The first cargo mission should be this year. Plus, there are two more cargo missions and one crew mission in 2024. Depending on the year's cargo mission, as of February last year, there were 18 spacecraft missions operating in Mars orbit, and a possible Mars base could be up and running in 2028.
Well, that's all we've got for today's episode.
We'll see you next time on the Miraculous Mars Podcast.